Good afternoon. A cold front continues to move slowly through the region, producing showers and thunderstorms, primarily over New England at this time. The showers and storms are making steady progress to the east, and it is beginning to dry out behind this front, especially towards central New York. We will have a mix of sun and clouds behind the front for the remainder of the day, still the risk of a passing shower, but generally dry, and the humidity, while still high in most places in eastern New York and New England, will drop significantly as a westerly wind kicks in and gusts at times over 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today, as the sun makes a comeback, will be in the lower and middle 80s. We'll continue our drying trend tonight, and skies will clear out. Lows will be back into the middle and upper 50s. This will set us up for a mix of sun and clouds and a dry day on Friday with much lower humidity and comfortable temperatures in the lower 80s. The weekend's still a bit in question as a low pressure center in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will cut itself off from the main jet stream flow and dip down into the Ohio Valley from the Great Lakes. Right now, it looks like this cutoff system will remain far enough off to our south and west to leave us dry on Saturday and Sunday, although we can't rule out an isolated shower, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Right now, we'll say mostly dry and a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days with highs in the mid-70s. As that system begins to lift through the region, a better chance at a few scattered showers for some of us on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and highs climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after widespread severe winds yesterday, weather conditions across the Great Lakes will gradually improve today as that entire storm complex ultimately moves farther away into eastern Canada. Behind the storm's cold front, cooler and drier air will spread across the plains. In contrast, very warm and humid air will stream all the way up the east coast out ahead of the front. Much of the eastern seaboard and southeast will see some form of showers and thunderstorms before the front reaches the coast later in the day. Isolated instances of flash flooding will be possible across southeastern Virginia and eastern North Carolina due to the slow-moving nature of the thunderstorms. Showers and isolated storms will linger across the mid-Atlantic south into Florida into tomorrow as well. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Pikes Peak, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs around 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 1947. And the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, still just a slight risk of a shower. As the humidity drops, temperatures will be in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and some thunderstorms early this afternoon in New England, drying out across New York State. Eventually, the drying trend will move through this entire region with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, still just the outside risk of a shower, and lower humidity with an increasing breeze and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing sunshine from west to east today, any showers coming to an end, becoming breezy with lower humidity and highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any showers moving out early this afternoon and a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day with just the outside risk of a passing shower. Otherwise breezy with lower humidity and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, low 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday in the mid-70s and just an isolated shower possible. Partly sunny Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers both days, mid to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.